In 2007, the city of Toronto changed the design of its street signs. From now on, they would be dark blue in the middle, with the street name in bright white letters. The new signs were bigger, clearer, and easier to read. But they also stirred up old resentments. Just 10 years earlier, six cities had been swallowed up to create this new, bigger version of Toronto, and the old street signs were a way for the communities to hold on to their distinct identities. And so exceptions were made for historic communities, old neighborhoods, and for signs written in multiple languages. These decisions, and the conversation around them, speaks to the power of street signs to identify not just where we are, but who we are. The city of Prince George didn't have street signs until 1938, when the Junior Chamber of Commerce embarked on a year-long campaign to install black and yellow street name signs all around town. Their installation marked Prince George as a major city with a size and population worthy of these modern signs. In the decades that followed, Prince George more than doubled in size, and street signs made the news again in 1966 when City Works Superintendent Bill Jones was taking a group of visitors on a tour of the Spruceland subdivision and got lost in the tangle of new neighborhoods and unmarked streets. New signs, green with white lettering like we see today, were put up at a rate of 8 to 10 a day and a cost of over $1,000 a year. But the project paid off, and today visitors to the city can navigate the streets without any troubles. Almost.
We think so. We need a sign in Punjabi and English.
Pal Bassi is a secretary for the Guru Nanak Darbar Sikh Society.
Because we got a community living here, lots of people not read English.
Bassi put a request into city council for Punjabi language street signs on the main roads leading to the Sikh temple in the Prince George neighborhood of College Heights. A second request has come from the city's other Sikh temple off Highway 97. Narinder Pawar is president of the Guru Gobind Singh Temple Association. He points to where he would like to see bilingual street signs.
They have an English already, Carey Street, 400 block, and above that sign they can put an other sign and Punjabi, Carey Street.
Pawar says bilingual signs wouldn't be just for the people who live in Prince George, but for Punjabi speakers visiting the city or just passing through.
If they go by, they don't know about the Sikh temple. If they see that sign, they can come for if they need food or cup tea, or if the night overnight we can arrange or something, you know.
When these requests came up at Prince George City Council recently, Marilyn Hall supported the idea.
And I see it as a big opportunity. We are a multicultural community. We just need to look around and see how multicultural we actually are.
Councillors Murray Krause and Brian Skakin agreed.
I think we've got to acknowledge the different cultures that live in our community and make sure that everybody feels welcome.
This might open up the discussion or the dialogue that's been mentioned about the value of different cultures in our community and how we might be able to build on that.
I think we have an opportunity here, too, to celebrate the multiculturalism of our community.
Punjabi isn't the only non-English language taking a more prominent role in Prince George. As part of the 2015 Canada Winter Games, venue signs were erected in English, French, and Dakelt, the language of the Kleitli-Tene First Nation, as a recognition of the land on which Prince George stands. Jennifer Piggin is a band member who helped design pillars outside the Civic Center that welcome visitors to Prince George in Dakelt.
Within a language, it holds a whole worldview. It holds thoughts and ideas and relationships within that language that you can't understand without knowing the language. So for me, that's really important that we really understand who we are, where we come from, and, you know, the relationships between ourselves and the land and the people around us.
She says it's exciting to see a language on the verge of extinction come back into use in such a public way.
What's important is that knowledge is being shared, the culture is being shared, and the language is starting to be used a little bit more.
In addition to the Civic Center, there will soon be interpretive signs in city parks written in both English and Dakelt. So once again, the signs of Prince George are changing to reflect a changing city, one that acknowledges its diversity and reflects its past. And if the experience of Toronto is any indication, people care a lot about that past. Last year, the city started auctioning off some of those old street signs that are being replaced. The highest bid for a single sign, $3,200. For CBC Radio, I'm Andrew Criatta in Prince George.